Democrats and progressives appear to have gained seats in the Vermont legislature. Retired Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis said Wednesday that preliminary results from Tuesday's voting show that Democrats and progressives, which often work together, appear to have reached a veto-proof majority in the legislature. The parties won at least 100 seats, with Republicans holding 43. The Republicans are expected to hold 6 seats in the 30-member state Senate. A veto override requires 2/3 of each chamber, or 100 in the House and 20 in the Senate. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.